Good morning, Teach Better Family. This is Jeff. That is Josh. I almost forgot what I was going to say, but it is Wednesday, which means this is your Wednesday wake up for. It is March 1st today. The 1st of March. We're kicking the month off the right way. We are live right now on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And you may or may not be listening on the Teach Better Talk podcast as well. But we're excited to have you here. If you're with us live, please drop in the comments. Let us know where you're watching from. Are you getting ready for work? Are you on your way to work? Which hopefully you're not driving or texting. We don't condone that. Or maybe you're already at work and you're sneaking off to the side to hang out with your buddies here. I've got Josh with me. We kicked Ray out of the picture. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to talk about the 12-hour live that just happened. We'll talk about the conference that we just announced. We're going to talk a little bit about retakes, it sounds like, from Josh. Highlight one of our community members, send you off for the challenge, and hopefully get your Wednesday off to a good start. So stick around. We'll be back in about 17 seconds. And welcome. Good morning. I was like all up and like intense, and I'm like, I gotta like sit back and relax. It's too early for up in your face like that. So I'm relaxed now, Josh. You can chill out. I know I had you a little on edge.
Oh, I'm chill.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Your new mic, though, I will say, when you get close to it, and Ray has this now too, it sounds really, really good.
Is it okay like here still, yeah, or do I need to be like on it?
No, you don't have to be on it.
Okay, so it's good here. Yeah, Ray and I are both kind of getting used to having the mic in the frame, which is, you know, and I got to figure out, like, I could do something different with my cord there. I've thought about getting one of the, they call them flags, mm-hmm, that, like, would sit here, like, the box, like, with the logo and stuff, I think. Yeah. But then I'm like, is that going to just block out more because it's makes this area bigger and bulkier?
I think we'd be all good with that. That's fine. I'll think about it.
The question would be whether I get Teach Better or like one that has like something like Wednesday wake up this, that, whatever, or like just like Dave's face.
That's
which is always an option. Always an option. So,
or maybe just get three different ones.
Northwest Ohio in the house. Good morning, Laura. Stacy's here. Stacy, the star of the 12-hour live is here. Stacy was here on 12-hour. Gosh, I don't even remember what time she was on live because it was what segment. Stacy, remind us what time your segment was on.
It was in the afternoon. Because
it was in the afternoon, right? It was like one or two-ish Eastern time.
She did a great job.
That nature? Yeah. Our boy Darren's on. What's up, Darren? Good to see you.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. You couldn't stop staring at, like, because it was in the picture, Julie? Because am I driving you nuts now? Like, or because it's so beautiful? Like,
morning,
to the side, get a little sure endorsement with some road endorsement.
Yeah, I was going to say, road's between you and Ray. They need to be throwing you some money.
Chad's got one. We got Chad one of these as well. And I actually think Chad and Ray, both of their mics are also road. I got the sure because I wanted to get the sure.
So mine's like in the mail arriving like tomorrow?
Chad and Ray were both due for upgrades. I was not. So I went and just got mine on my own because I like to buy new toys.
You do. This is true.
but they both got two really nice Rode microphones, and then the Rode arms are really cool. You also have a nice new Rode microphone.
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, we're going to talk about it now. You had to make a joke about, is mine in the mail? Yeah, yours isn't in the mail because you stole mine.
It wasn't
okay.
Stealing.
Let's go back in time for a second to the 2022 Teach Better Conference. I'm in the hospital, basically on my deathbed, and Josh is in my house stealing my microphone.
Borrowing.
And then, borrowing, taking back to Texas. And he's like, oh, by the way, this thing accidentally fell into my suitcase that he, for some reason, had a suitcase at my house and, like, stuck it underneath the shelf and then hit the shelf with his elbow. And, oh, I guess it fell in.
There's some major details being missed in this story right now. But, yes, it did end up in Texas. So, and still.
Anyway, good morning to all of you. I hope that you're having a fantastic Wednesday. I hope that the start of your March is off to a great start, that your March is off to a great start. And I hope that Josh has never stolen anything from you. So we mentioned the 12-hour, Josh. We wrapped up another, I would say, I'm going to say successful 12-hour live on Saturday.
Yes.
12 hours of PD all day long. You were on quite a bit.
I was.
And wow, it was a good one. It was interesting. That was our sixth one now. I don't know if you can believe that or not.
I can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
And the thing is with those is that 12 hours is a long time. So typically by 10 hours, 11 hours in, like you're kind of like, okay, this is all great, but are we done yet? And Ray and I were talking midway. Honestly, that comes a little bit earlier because it's just a long time.
Yep.
And even when you're not on screen, like you're on, right? You're paying attention, you're focused, you're watching comments. Some of us are doing things on the back end, stuff like that.
For sure.
And Ray and I were chatting in the middle of it, and she's like, this is crazy because like it's like this is gonna sound bad, but I don't mean it bad, but like it's super engaging today. Like on the back end, it's easier to not get as engaged because you're focused on other things, not just the awesome content, the value that's being shared. And so sometimes you can get a little I don't want to say bored. That's not the right word, but like you're not as engaged because you can't be right.
Right.
It's a fade off. And then you're midway through the segment. You're like, well, I haven't paid attention to the first half of the segment. I'm kind of lost. So like, right. I'm just gonna chill out or whatever. But like, we didn't like, it was every segment was engaging and honestly held steady with viewers the entire time. Now it always decreased a little bit throughout the day. Cause that's just the way it is.
Sure.
But it stayed so much more steady this time. And that to me proved also that like it was a strong lineup, good, exciting stuff. So you were on screen how many times?
Five times.
I know. You include that last hour?
I did.
I almost don't include that. I don't think it counts.
I was technically on screen. Now it was, you were technically it was tomfoolery the entire time.
Yes, it was.
I don't know how much value really was gained, although someone did win, you know, free conference tickets.
Yeah, someone won a free that was, oh my gosh, who won it? It was
someone throw it in the comments for us, save us.
Someone remind me who won the free
she was there the entire day too. And
it was Brittany, wasn't it? Is it Brittany?
I don't remember.
Well, it doesn't matter because hopefully they're coming. But I'm curious to know what she chose because it kind of put her on a spot where she could either get the refund because she had already purchased. She could get the refund or she could hook up a friend. So I'm curious to see what she did. And she's like, you're calling me out. And like all these, like, who am I supposed to choose from everyone here? So anyway.
It's pretty fun.
Anyway, though. Zach, you're asking what was the approval process was. I'm not sure what you were asking for. Let me know. Was that for the microphone that Josh stole or for something else? Julie says the people from Plano that attended the 12-hour live told me how awesome it was on Monday. That's awesome, Julie.
That's very cool.
That's really cool.
I will say, Jeff, though, like the way that it was done this time, as far as how it was broken up into categories, I thought was really, really helpful. One, visually, like with the schedule, but then also like understanding like what content, if I wanted to jump in and gain it from that specific topic, was really, really helpful. So I thought that helped, and maybe I don't know if that correlated with how people saw it and viewed, but I was watching the comments and like the same people were there like all day long. It was pretty cool.
I think as we've continued to look at that event as a professional development event versus like an entertainment fun event. Don't get me wrong, we try to have some fun and entertain you, but looking at it as an opportunity for professional development, I think that has really changed the way we look at those events and made them a lot better. So that's been really great. Candace, good to see you. There's a shout out to you, you and Rizzo. That was early on too. That was like the third segment or something like that. I didn't get to watch it because that was when I was coaching a soccer game, came back, but I've heard Darren is not the first, or I can guarantee not the last one to mention that one as well. So that's a big one. So, awesome, Candace, that your principal joined for a few sessions. She was pumped and wants the assessment guy to come in for PD. We're talking about Tom Schimmer. the assessment guy. I like that. We need to get him a cape assessment.
Yeah, guy. Right. Or at least a t-shirt that says
That segment was, I actually texted Ray during that segment because she was on with him. I said, we have to get you and Tom on screen together more often, like talking about this, because it was good.
You texted me and you were like, you're going to need to do some work here, buddy, because there's a lot of content to cut up.
I did. I'm like, there's like 1600 pieces of micro content you can cut up from Tom's. Well, he had some just one line, like just line after line of just, I mean, just
nonstop.
Like Candace put fire emojis in the chat. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's fire, period. It was great. Yep.
So. It was awesome.
Anyway, so yeah, we were on screen for a long time. So that was big. That was fun. We also like officially opened registration for the conference. So last Sunday, or so a week from whatever, a week and a half ago, we announced that the conference was happening.
Yep.
We announced when it was happening and where it was happening. But registration finally opened on Saturday. During the 12-hour live, we had 12 hours that you could get the cheapest price possible. We had quite a few people get that, which is great. But still currently, early bird is still going on. So it's still cheaper now than it will be in a couple months when early bird goes away. So that's important. I know we recently started sharing out, because we get a lot of questions about it, about when proposals open as an opportunity to submit. That is going to be in May. So still got a little bit of time to hang out. If you go to the teachbetterconference.com, that website, there is a proposal button now that will take you to a page, and it's just a really simple page, and there's two images on it for courses that you can take to help you prep for that type of stuff. The one is literally like our team, I believe it's Ray and Andrew, if I remember correctly, going through the process of how to prepare your proposal to submit for a conference. And that course works regardless of what conference you're submitted to, but you know, hint, hint, it was put together by our team. So probably talking about things that are important to us when we're looking at the proposals. So so you can do that now. I'd encourage you to think about it now so that then you can submit and hopefully maybe come out and speak, which can be awesome. I think we've noted, Ray and I, a couple of times that we are lowering the number of sessions this year. So there will be fewer slots to fill. It's still a lot, but like, it was a little absurd. Last time, but it's like, it's still a lot. So it's going to be a little bit less, a little more competition. So bring your A game. So that's happening on. And then Josh, you can also become a sponsor right now. So that's an opportunity. You can also submit to have your book featured in the bookstore at the conference.
You can.
And I'm doing this one last because I want you to talk about it for a second. You can also submit your podcast to be on Podcast Row.
Yes.
Josh, this is led by you.
It is.
You also lead our podcast network, so obviously it makes sense that you lead the Podcast Row. You were actually on our very first Podcast Row back in 2019, before we knew that we were going to be best friends and you were going to be on the team. And now, you know, in 2022, you ran the Podcast Row, and so that's again this year. So tell us a little bit about what that is and why I should maybe consider having my podcast on Podcast Row.
I would love to. So in 2019, it was really your brainchild. And I will give a shout out to Brad Hughes because he was, you know, he's helping me with the podcast network. Also did a fantastic job last year at the conference with Podcast Row. Good morning, Dave. And then 2019, it was just like, what, three of us, three different podcasters in a corner podcasting.
I think we actually had, four or five. Maybe it was just three. Maybe it was just three of you.
I thought it was, I remember Nick, Jake and myself. So if there's someone I'm missing, I apologize. But that's what I remember in 2019. Anyway,
doesn't matter. Sorry. Doesn't matter.
That's right.
Yes. So we'll say there's three of you and you're down the hall.
And, you know, we just had a small section. It was a different venue at the time. It was great though. However, we wanted to kind of amp it up. And so we did that. Last year we had, the venue was amazing for one. And then two, in Podcast Row, we had this whole STEM room that was real long. We had 14 different podcasts represented there. A lot of them from the Teach Better Podcast Network, which is phenomenal. And man, they were just pumping out all these episodes and these interviews. And it was really fun to see kind of not only the back end of it, but then the collaboration that was occurring behind the scenes too, of like equipment and bouncing ideas off each other. How are you doing video and whatnot? So Brad and I were there, you know, kind of helping facilitate that, but it was a lot of fun to see.
It was cool to see, like, I wasn't there obviously, but it was cool to see pictures of the different types of setups that the podcasters brought, which again goes to the collaboration, like seeing like, oh, like, okay, this is what I brought, but I see how, you know, possibly like I see how Dan was set up. Like Dan kind of was set up with a pretty sweet setup.
Right? Yeah, it was.
He brought a studio. right. So it's kind of cool to see how how different people bring their game into there and stuff. So going to be in the same spot, right? That same room, which is great. We mentioned that a lot of the podcasts were on our podcast network, but clearly not everyone was. So
not everyone.
I want to make it very clear that you do not have to be part of the Teach Better Podcast Network to be on Podcast Row. Actually, Dan Krynas, who we just talked about, he's not part of the network. He's part of another awesome network of with Chris and them over there. And we loved having him out, right?
Yeah.
Dan's also now an ambassador, which is awesome. So shout out to Dan.
Is.
So that you do not need to be part of the network in order to be on that. That is not a qualification at all. So consider being on there. There are a couple requirements. So there's a discount ticket you have to purchase. We do ask that you put out a couple episodes regarding the conference, stuff like that, which would make sense. Otherwise, why would you do it? But you get to come out, you get access to anyone, everyone you want to record. So there's a lot of opportunities there. We're going to do a little more this year, probably highlight them as well. We're working on some of those things, and you get your podcast name and logo and stuff on marketing materials and things of that nature as well.
Yep.
And it's really cool. I think it's a really cool opportunity to find guests, if you're someone who does guests, obviously, for your podcast that you might not normally come across, because they're attending and they're not someone who speaks or has written a book or anything where they might be searching for a podcast, and they're in a moment where they're like, you know what, I will go on this podcast. That sounds like a good time, and you get just awesome guests. So very cool. So go to teachbetterconference.com for all of that stuff there. Okay, I think that's enough about the conference and all that stuff.
We didn't leak anything this time, so that's good.
Ray's gonna be happy. No, we'll find out if later we leak something on accident and someone will let us go there. But let's talk. You said you had a story you want to share with us today that I think is going to work for our teachable moment, so we're going to jump into that real quick.
Cool.
Welcome back to your Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. We are live right now on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. My name is Jeff. That's my good friend, Joshua _Stamper. Which, by the way, Josh, when I was creating the stream for this and putting a sense of, like, you can change, like, what it says, like, on Twitter and stuff. So I had to put, like, I put our handles in there.
Sure.
And I'm like, Joshua, two underscores. I'm like, I'm so glad that we say that all the time, because I might have accidentally put in your handle incorrectly. So
you wouldn't be the first one.
It looks funny on the back end of StreamYard putting it in because of the way it shows the text, but it looks like really like there's a lot of room in between your name, but it works anyway. All right. So each week on Wednesday Wake Up, we try to have some point where we can talk about something that hopefully you'll be able to take something away with that has an impact on your classroom, a teachable moment, as we call it. So Josh, you were mentioning something that you wanted to kind of touch on. So I'm just going to let you kind of take us there and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so this is kind of a life lesson that just happened, and not personally with myself, but with my daughter. And I'm kind of a proud dad in this moment, because it could have gone sideways real fast, but she just turned 16. So this was 2 days ago. Monumental moment. Happy birthday to my oldest. You're making me feel old. But we went to the DMV, went through that process. Obviously, as a parent, it's a very different than when I remember it as a kid. And it still was stressful as an adult going through the process and making sure she had everything. We had a drive. It was kind of a far drive. So a lot of time to talk through the tests and going through that process. So it took up a lot of our time through the entire day. And she went to go get her tests. For me, I was feeling extremely helpless in the situation, because I didn't have any control over that. I didn't enjoy that process at all. However, she went and took her driver's test, and they went out to take it, and it should take probably a good 20 minutes for it to be completed. Well, the gentleman from the test who was administering it came back into the DMV 5 minutes later. And I was like, that's not good. So he came over to me. He knew I was her father, and explained as to what she did incorrectly and that she did not pass. Of course, I knew what that was going to mean when I got back into the car with my daughter, and you can imagine what the scene was.
Yeah.
Of course, she was extremely disappointed, because what she did not pass was something that she was really good at, which was parallel parking. So I know not all states have to take that part of the assessment, but here in Texas, that's something that they require. So it is a strength of hers, but for whatever reason, maybe it's nerves, maybe sure. just being in a foreign situation. The setup was very, very different than what we practiced.
Tones are different than cars.
Yeah.
It's different.
You should have saw this too. The setup was very interesting. Anyways, I digress. She did not pass. So, you know, the whole ride home, a lot of tears, trying to kind of like calm her down and really make a plan moving forward of like, what's that going to look like? Because of course, for her, her worry was, I'm not going to get a license for a really long time. And some of those fears, you know, came to fruition. So my wonderful wife and I, you know, we got together with her, made a plan. We found a place the following day, the next day. She wanted to take the test, reassess. She wanted to go. She knew the content. She knew she had the skills. She wanted to go again. Here in Texas, she can do that. So we signed her up. The next day, she passes, right? She goes through flying colors, not an issue. She nailed the parallel parking, right? So the lesson here, right, is, and I tell her this all the time, is we never lose. We either learn or we win, right? Like there's only two things that can happen if you had that mindset of reassessment. And so I just was thinking as far as the life lesson, yes, it's good for her to fail in the moment to say, okay, this does not define me. I'm going to make a decision to, you know, do it again.
Yeah.
The other piece though, is like, how does that translate to school? Because, you know, when we did standards-based grading, we did reassessment. So many times I heard teachers push back about how, oh, that's not real world. That's not real world.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a great lesson on, no, there is reassessment.
Actually, you know, yeah, that is how it works.
It happens all the time. Like, I'll be honest, when I took my teaching license test in Minnesota, it was really, really hard. You had to take 12 essays. You had to do 50 multiple choice questions and you were timed for 2 hours. So for me, I knew the content like the back of my hand, but I didn't pass. Why? Because it was more about me trying to get through the test in the allotted amount of time versus me actually telling the state that I knew the information. So I failed. And so I had to go and reassess. So I technically, if I was going to be the same standard as what some of the teachers that I worked with before, I wouldn't have been a teacher, which means I wouldn't have been an administrator based on the fact that I was able to reassess. However, the state said, yes, if you fail, you can go back and prove that you know the content. And so
yeah.
Next time I took it, of course I did better because I knew that I was really against the clock versus me putting the content down.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities out there in real life as adults to show the knowledge that we have. So why wouldn't we do that in the schools instead of making everything high stakes when it really doesn't need to be?
Well, and I think that's, and so fun story, I actually failed mine the first time too, parallel parking. And unlike Dave, who just stated that he will literally drive blocks around to not have to parallel park.
Oh, I do the same thing.
I can parallel park blindfolded. But when I was 16 and I actually, so crazy part, like I practiced driving in my dad's car, or well, it was our car that he had gotten for like the kids, like an old car. It was like an old Lumina, I think. And then we had gotten a new one that I was going to be able to drive. And it was the first time driving the car. I can't remember which car it was. It was the first time he was driving a car. And like, that was what my parents told me. They're like, well, it was a new car. So like, you didn't know, like I barely tapped the cone of the mirror and it like wobbled and fell. And I'm like, but that's a fail. Like, you don't get an option. And I went back in. I don't think it wasn't the next day, but it was within, I think it was only a week or something. It wasn't even a week, I don't think. I got to go back in and take it again. And I think a big piece of this is that she had all the skills and the knowledge to pass it. She just didn't. So if you put that in your students in your classroom, like I'm thinking about my daughter right now who struggles with the timed math test.
Sure.
She knows it. Because we sit there and do it. We do flashcards. We go through the test, whatever. And she knows it. She doesn't miss anything. But then when she gets time, she fails it. Like, because it gets in her head, she freaks out. She doesn't do well with it. And she's worried about the time, not about the knowledge. And it wasn't until her teacher, like, we had a conversation. Her teacher's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I communicated incorrectly. Like, this is not crucial.
Right.
It's just for me to know where you're at. Take your time. I don't care if I have to write that you didn't get it done on time. That's okay. That's just that how that assessment works. it's all good. And like, she knows it. She just doesn't, can't do it in the time frame or whatever, mm-hmm. that messes with her. And like, for your daughter, like, she knew how to pass that. She just didn't the first time. Like, it's silly to think that that's just, you get one chance and done, personally. Yeah. So anyway, maybe parallel parking blindfold had some, well, yeah, you know, boy, Dave's awake this morning.
Dave's on fire this morning.
Anyway, so that's a cool story. Yeah. So that's interesting. So think about that the next time you have a kid not get something correct the first time in your classroom, or when you're having that conversation about retakes, or if that's something that you've been a little bit hesitant on and not necessarily for, like, just thinking about it through a different lens that way. And Chad has this conversation all the time with people about when he's speaking and stuff about how, like, yeah, you get opportunities all the time in the real world to redo things.
Well, not like, in one way either. Like, you know, assessments can look a lot of different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a written test. Like, someone put in a comment that they hate written tests. And, you know, there are some kids that, you know, if they have anxiety, I know Dave talks about this, about the, it's not test anxiety, but the judgment or the fear of judgment. And so, like, regardless of what the fear is, obviously the product needs to be there. So if the written test is something that is hindering your assessment of the student's knowledge, then why wouldn't you just change that up? Like, I know it takes more time, and I know there's like a relationship between assessment and time, because we got to move forward regardless, because there's going to be at some point an ending, right? Either a semester or the end of the year. But, you know, you got to make some do to make sure that you're understanding if they truly have mastered the content.
Yeah. And to your point, like, oh, there are other ways that you can assess that. And,
yeah.
And understand, obviously, as we say, all of this, we understand you have to play within the box that you are
100%
that our profession requires in everything. So, but you know, today's comment, like, can we remove that fear of judgment where it's okay if you, I actually love, Jacqueline showed me a test that she, another one of those math tests that she failed, and it was on division and stuff, multiplication or something, like what she's been great at. And she showed me and she goes, look, Dad, another one of these. And I said, oh, I'm like, well, what does that mean? And she goes, well, now Miss Marcelli knows where I'm at. And I'm like, because what's the purpose of that? She goes, just to figure out what I know or don't know. I'm like, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
And it's like constantly trying to remind her, like, this isn't about you. Like, it's just giving her data. It's just information. Now we know, she knows she needs to keep working with you on how to do it fast. You know, that's all it is. So yeah. I love it. Good story, Josh. But, and by the way, Dave said it earlier, like, dad of the year, where's that at? I'm going to read what Dave actually said, because I agreed 100% with it. Dad of the year story right here. Patient support, encouragement, empathy, redemption. Like, can we instill that in all of our kids, whether they're our kids' kids or our students in our classrooms or whatever? And honestly, and our colleagues and our teachers and team members too. Like, can we put a little patience out there and opportunities to redeem themselves when there are mistakes or they don't perform at their highest ability the first time or the second time, right? Or the third time. How do we use that data to just help them be better versus giving them an F or firing them or whatever that word is, or whatever that action is. So good story. Super proud of her for getting it done.
Yep.
That's not easy to go back the next day. Because that fear of judgment, that fear of failure, like that pops up hard. Like, you know, you give them a week, a lot of life happens where you can get over it and go back. But so kudos to her for getting through that.
No, I'm proud of her. She's got grit. Like, you know, even in the moment she was crying, and the teacher, you know, he's this old Texas guy. He was like, when you fall off the horse, get back on. So like, I went out and I was like, hey, sweetie, let's go out. I want you to try it again. I know you can do this. I want you to prove to yourself that even though you just failed in the moment, like, you actually can do it, and you can do it here. And she did it. She went out and she did perfectly. So I was like, it's not that you can't do it. You have the skills. It's just, you have to show it to them. So I'm super proud of her. And it's more about, like you said, and what Dave was talking about, it's more about those characteristics that I want to instill. Not if she could parallel park. I could care less about that. Like, that's not going to define her as a human being. I want her to understand, like, she can get through this.
Yeah, she can drive around the block like Dave.
Yeah.
when you talk about getting back up on the horse, I kind of was like, when you said, what are we doing when we fall off a horse? I'm like, well, you're in Texas. Did you take her out on a horse? And be like, well, get back up.
Where we were, there, she could have done that. Yes.
I'm going to wrap this conversation with Janelle's comment of, she says, thank you for your stories. My takeaways right now, offer reassessment, give an opportunity for students to show their learning in a variety of ways. Teach mindfulness to help test anxiety, or the anxiety of that fear of judgment. And if we change the way that we think about, and the way our students think about, and the way our communities think about the purpose of those assessments and those tests and those quizzes and the homework and all that stuff, yeah, we can remove a lot of that judgment, because that's where that judgment comes from. And if we can do that, I think it's going to be good. So, all right, let's talk. Let's highlight someone in our community. Can we do that real quick?
I'd love to.
All right, welcome back to your Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. We are still live, Joshua Double _ Stamper on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. Good Wednesday so far, I think. We've talked about a lot of fun stuff. We had a great lesson right there. Not just an education, but life lesson. So that's awesome. And one thing we do every Wednesday is we highlight a community or member of our community and just kind of show off the awesome people that are here, so that if you're not already connected with them and learning and growing with them, maybe you can. And this one, I wouldn't be surprised if we've highlighted this educator before, but I wasn't a part of that. And if we did, it was a while ago. And I just saw her the other night. And so I'm like, this is who we're talking about. So I'm going to bring up, we'll just do this. Okay. So let's talk about P. Sloan Joseph. Probably one of my favorite people, period.
She's pretty amazing.
Met her first at the Teach Better 19 conference, which is probably where you met her too, right? I assume. Yep. Sure, met her there because she applied to present. We loved her submission, and she presented. That was actually the first time she'd ever flown on an airplane. So I don't remember. Like, that's when she started. She had her podcast going. She's told the story of getting there and stuff, and it's hilarious. But Sloan she's also a member of our speakers network.
She's one of the originals, right?
She was one of the early on. It was right after, because everything kind of launched around the conference and stuff. And so we asked her really quickly. She's down in South Carolina. She does so much. So she does. She's a coach down there, but she does so much more in that community of. She works with an ed camp that they put on every year, leading her colleagues and working with them and collaborating with not just her local colleagues and friends in her district, but also just colleagues that she's met all around the world through social media and things of that nature. Speaks a lot on a lot of stuff, on equity, on good instruction, on technology, on leadership, just a good soul, I think is the way I want to put that. Got to see her on Monday. We had a hangout with our speakers network, and she chimed in with us, zoomed in from walking the halls of her school, because she had an emergency meeting that they had to run and stuff. But she made sure she still came and said hi and hung out for a while. So, yes. Sloan, we love you. Josh, you met her at the 2019 conference, correct?
I did. Okay. Yeah. So 2019, I mean, you were talking about like the podcast role and whatnot. Like, that was one of the times I got to meet a lot of folks the first time through social media that I was connected to. And then also those, you know, relationships, not only with the team, but then with all these other folks has expanded since then. And yeah, she's just one of the most charismatic. She's super fun. Like, she's a great speaker, very engaging. So if you're not connected with Sloan, like, you need to do that right now. Like, get on your phone.
See her, if you're listening and you can't see the picture, her Twitter handle is at P. Sloan Joseph.
For sure.
So you can follow her there. I'm not sure if I didn't even look to see if she's on Instagram, but I know she's private. I think her go-to is Twitter. So that's where I typically interact with her there and stuff too. But she is fantastic. Get to know her. It's worth it. So Sloan, we appreciate you and all you do for our community, but also your community and education in general. So
100%.
Love it. And Darren Peppard agrees. Sloan is awesome with exclamation point. That's an excited Darren Peppard right there.
Well, he's on the road to awesome.
He is. It's well done. Well done, Joshua. Wow. Yes. Sorry.
I'm good for today.
Threw me off. It's just, I'm done.
Mission accomplished. Thank you.
All right, Josh, we're a little ahead of schedule, but I've got some kids I got to get off to the bus. So we're going to go a little bit ahead of schedule and let everyone get off to their Wednesdays a little early today. So we're going to take a quick, you got 16 seconds, Josh, because we did not talk about this prior to going live. So I'm going to give you 16 seconds while I play this clip for you to come up with a challenge that we're going to send everyone off in to make their week, to finish the week strong and go into the weekend. Okay. So
no pressure.
I'm giving you a couple extra seconds now as I continue to speak before I hit the 16-second clip. So,
all right,
Joe, you got like 23 seconds then. So at this point, if you don't have something, it's pretty bad.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Welcome back to your Wednesday Wake Up with the Teach Better team. We are still live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And, of course, on the replay on the Teach Better Talk podcast. Joshua Stamper and I are here. We've had a good Wednesday so far. We talked about the conference. We talked about a little recap of 12-Hour Live, which, oh, by the way, if you have not caught this past weekend's Sunday warm-up with Ray and Bree,
yeah,
great recap of the 12-Hour Live. So that's something to go check out. By the way, we do that every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern time. We're live. That is exclusive to the private Facebook group. If you're not in that private Facebook group, go to teachbettergroup.com to get in there, or just search Teach Better Team on Facebook and both our page and group will show up. That is live with every Sunday evening. But then on Monday evenings, it is actually then replayed live on all the channels. But if you want to be a part of the conversation, you want to be in the group on Sunday evenings. Anyway, they did a great recap there. Then Josh, you shared a great story about your daughter, and not just touching on the idea of retakes and do that, but your daughter really overcoming a tough moment and overcoming that failure and getting back up the next day and rocking our driving test. So shout out there, and some awesome conversation going on in the comments around that. So appreciate that. So now we come to the part and see, Josh, I don't know if you notice, I'm talking a little bit right now. I'm giving you more time. You've had a lot of time to think about this.
All I could think about was Ray's Sunday warm-up, because she did a phenomenal job of like cutting up segments and like
saying
those on the show. So
raising the bar, buddy. Raising the bar.
No.
They did a great job, like clips and talking about stuff. Yes. All right. So the way we end up and wrap up our Wednesday wake-ups is with a challenge to send you off to finish the rest of your week strong. So Josh, what do we have for everyone today?
Well, I want to pull up Stacy's comment here real quick, because I think this is going to go well. One, Stacy's amazing, but two, she was talking about how when adults are asked about why they don't like math, the majority refer back to those times of testing. And I think that's just regardless of your subject matter, just having that idea behind assessment and what how that feels for a lot of people, because there is obviously stress that comes with that. So what can we do to make sure that we're communicating the why behind the assessment and letting everybody understand that it isn't going to be something that's high stakes, right? So like, what can we do and I think, you know, Dave talks about this a lot. Obviously Chad too with the grid method does a wonderful job of like really trying to gain data to understand where that student is. But like, I don't know how it was for you, Jeff, but like going through school, that wasn't really communicated to me ever. It was really like, here's your grade, here's a number, here's a value that that for me, I put on myself, and I did not do well in school. So
yeah,
like that number, and it was just kind of a beatdown every day of reminding me that, you know, I wasn't successful, right? But if I looked at it and saw that mindset of this is really an assessment of my knowledge in this particular subject matter, I think maybe that would have helped the stress and anxiety that I had taking tests growing up. So, you know, just kind of thinking through the mental aspect of your students. Obviously, a lot of kids are coming in with a lot of different things, a lot of emotions, especially adolescents. So what can you do to kind of let them understand the why behind the assessment?
So, yeah, I love it. How are we communicating the why and the reason and the purpose of those assessments? And they are not to judge you. They are not to your point, Josh, put that label on you, that number on you. They are to understand where you're at so that we can better help you, that I can work with you and help you gain more knowledge and improve whatever that skill is. So I love it. Good way to finish. Appreciate everyone jumping in the comments today. Active comment section. Appreciate you all. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy March to you. And hopefully it's a great rest of Wednesday for you. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week and into the weekend. And as always, if you need anything from us, please just reach out, let us know. We will be live again on Sunday evening for the Sunday warm-up, 8 p.m. That is exclusive in the Teach Better Facebook group, teachbettergroup.com. And then I'll be back next Wednesday with, I don't know if it'll be with Josh again. Maybe I'll have Ray back. Katie likes to jump in, or maybe they'll kick me out. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, here for your Wednesday wake up as well. If you need anything, reach out. We appreciate you. Have a good week.